August 23rd, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. The Quran leads out of darkness. The Quran Surah 14, Ayat 1. Quran sent to bring man out of darkness. The Quran Surah 7, Ayat 203. Quran light. The Quran Surah 53, Ayat 7 to 17. Najah, Muhammad ascension. The Quran Surah 23, Ayat 51 to 52. Prophet One Brotherhood. Bukhari, page 4, 429. Heaven, seven prophets. So we know what the book of the Dark Ages and God says, that he has revealed the religion. Revealed the Quran for what purpose? To bring mankind all out of darkness into the light. Out of the darkness of bad morals, moral blindness. Out of the darkness of rational blindness. Out of the darkness of social ignorance into the light. So he is the leader, and that's what you should be advancing now, that statement that Muhammad is the leader of the moderate world. World is nighttime. So we have to lift our minds and spirits up. We have to lift our gaze and look at distance up the road. You want to really have an accident driving on a dangerous road. And life is a dangerous road if you don't know what you're doing. If you want to really have an accident at night, and this is nighttime, the world is always nighttime. Only God's way is day. You are driving a small, dangerous road, and it's winding like a snake sometimes. And some of you drive without lights, and here come a big, huge vehicle coming your way with bright lights, and suddenly you are totally blind, and you are off the road forever. You are gone, and then some of you, many of you, look right front of the vehicle, and your eyes are not going beyond the vehicle. You are headed for a terrible collision. You got the life. You have to lift your gaze up and put your eyes with your lights into the road a distance ahead of the moving vehicle. Quran advances other religions. Know also this, Brother Imam. I'm talking to you because you say you are Muslim. You say you serve in Al-Islam. So I'm talking to you. And know this also, that whatever they are teaching in those private quarters, Christian theology, Christian interpretation of scripture. They even try to interpret Quran for Muslims now. Whatever they are doing, know that this religion itself is to be advanced by Al-Islam. Their religion is to be advanced by the Quran and Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. They have only been able to advance because of God revealing the Quran and putting Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in the world as their leader, whether they are Jews, Christians, or any other. Muhammad is their leader. There are many signs, but I don't need those. All I need is to know what Al-Islam is and look at the world, and I know who the leader is. But there are signs, too. When God took Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, up into the heavens and showed him the leaders in the past of God's beginning with Adam himself, he greeted them all as his brother to the same fraternity, for what of a better word, the same order of messengers, prophets of God. So he ascended this order from Adam and Jesus Christ, Joseph, Yusuf, Idris, Aaron, Moses, and Abraham. So Muhammad is the Imam, leader of the other prophets. Prophethood progresses and evolves to Muhammad. I don't think I missed any, and he greeted each of them as brother except for Adam and Abraham. He greeted them father. So this is in Judaism and in Christianity. So we know the first father is Adam and the second father is Abraham. After greeting them, what did he do? He led them in prayers. So who is their imam? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is their imam, their leader. What is that to tell us? That even prophethood is an evolving thing. Prophethood is a progressional thing itself. God was evolving and progressing prophethood and revelation so it becomes complete for all the needs of mankind. And who was the last in that? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So who should be the leader of the rest? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. If God sent messengers one behind another to make contributions to advancing his way, to contribute to the advancement or toward the advancement of his way, then the last one to finish the job, he is the one that has it all. Those before him only had part. Darkness, symbolic of ignorance. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 1. We have revealed brain from darkness to light. So the darkness is the darkness of ignorance. You don't need anybody to lead you out of the darkness of night. All animals know how to wake up when day comes and go out and take advantage of the daytime. It's talking about the darkness of ignorance. When you don't know the answer, you can't see your way. When you don't know the solution, you can't see your way to work the problem. You don't know how to do it. You can't see how to do it. And you'll say that. We use that expression. We're talking about knowledge, not this physical light and darkness. We are talking about the light and the darkness of knowledge. We say, I can't see that. I don't see that way. So those are expressions of the language that witness these expressions or witnesses that we already have the term light and darkness, or darkness and light, for knowledge, not just for physical environments. The Quran, Surah 14, Ayat 15, seek world dominance is denied. God says for them, I say to you, God says in our holy book, he will never give the rule. This is the power over others, other nations, to anyone who seeks corruption or seeks a dominance. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, when I breathed into him, my spirit bowed down to him. Genesis 2:7, breath into man, he became a nostril, a living soul. The world is a god. So the world is called a god, and the world, it fell under a deep sleep and began to have a desire. It felt lonely, and it needed or wanted something. So the book says, the Genesis, that it is not good that this man should be alone. This means that it is not good that the early Christian community should be lonely and suffering like it was. What God is this speaking? This is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the creator of the church, Adam himself. And he was already dead divinely. The breath of life was not as the Bible Genesis will make you think. The breath of divine origin, of a grafted world order, it was the breath of something false or contrary to divine. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, Jinn made before from scorching wind. The Holy Quran says that being of fire or the jinn were made before. That is before the man was made to be the crown of the creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boasts that God made him before he made man. The jinn says that they were before Muhammad and that they will not submit to him. They say that they came up the hard way and they got their knowledge by their own efforts. They say that they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They say that they don't submit to religious teachings and that no religious leader will tell them what to do. Fire means knowledge of the world. So fire means a body of knowledge that is of the world. Man look, and he be near to it because it gives them warmth. They use it to cook their food and to do things for themselves. They use it to light their world so they can see. We don't call electric bulbs fire. But they'll fire too. If you don't believe it, go and put your hand on one of them and you will see hot it is also fire. So the light of the world is also fire. The scientists have built their body of knowledge. They say that their knowledge is the light of the world and had it before this Muhammad came on the scene. They ask, how are they going to submit to a religious man? They say that he preaches well, and he might be sincere, but he doesn't have that much sense. We are scientists. God says, nevertheless, he knows something that you don't know. I know that which you know not. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12, Iblis made of fire, made man of mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 27, Jinn made before from scorching wind. God said in the beginning that he was going to make a ruler in the earth. He didn't say he made his man to live under other people. I'm talking about God's man. Now, not the one that conquered God's man and made a grafted man. God said that he was going to make a man from the dust of the earth, from the lowest of the people. And when he had breathed into him of his spirit, divine mind, and the scientists of the world, the wise, the stiff-necked and proud who think they know it all and have been casting their wits against revealed knowledge. All must drop their books and bow down to him, to his man. All praises are due to Allah, according to the Holy Quran. When the wise scientists were ordered to submit to God, man that he himself had made wise with his own mind, and one amongst them said he refused. He wouldn't bow down to that which God had made from black mud fashioned into shape. He wouldn't submit to bow to God's man because he said God had made him of fire and not mud. The Holy Quran says that the being of fire or the jinn were made before, that is, before the man was made, to be the crown of the creation. The scientists of the world think that they have made themselves, but they are blind children using our tools. The jinn boast that God made him before he made man. The jinn says that they were before Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and that they will not submit to him. They say that they came up the hard way, and they got their knowledge by their own efforts. They say they are not men of the spirit of divine man. They say they are men of knowledge. They say they don't submit to religious teaching, and that no religious leader would tell them what to do. Fire means knowledge of the world. So fire means a body of knowledge that is of the world. Man likes to look at, man likes to look at it and be near because it gives them warmth. They use it to cook their food and do things for themselves. They use it to light their world so they can see. We don't call electric bulbs fire, but they are fire too. If you don't believe it, go and put your hand on one of them, and you will see hot it is also fire. So the light of the world is also fire. The scientists have built their body of knowledge. They say that their knowledge is the light of the world. And had it before this Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, came on the scene, they ask, how are they going to submit to a religious man? They say that he preaches well, and he might be sincere, but he doesn't have that much sense. We are scientists. God says that nevertheless, he knows something that you don't know. Pardon me. I know that what you know now, Adam, tell them their names. And he had made him his man, and breatheth his mind into his heart, or to his head, pardon me. He told him to tell them, the proud, rebellious scientists, their names. That means to identify him so he can see himself. Since God's man has God's wisdom, he can now direct it to this rebellious scientist and tell him how he came into being, and tell him what he has done to this world, to shine the light into his light. Put out the scientist's light with the bright light of the divine and destroy him with light. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayat 3, Allah created earth for just end. No matter what man does to make the world not just, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made the creation so that the creation itself is going to force man to come closer and closer to justice until there is a just world. The world of justice, of right doing on the part of rulers or government, etc., mainly referring to government, people with power, not the ordinary person. The ordinary person, the common person, is not responsible for the world not being just. It is the obligation of those who are powerful to make the world right. The only thing we do is complain and put our pressure on them, and in many cases get killed for doing it. Or we are blessed to have a system of justice like the United States, so this democratic system, and we carry our problem to the system, the judge, etc. Sometimes you don't have to carry it any further than our aldermen. Sometimes the preacher is enough. Just tell the preacher, and the preacher works it out. Find a way to solve problems. So what is this saying is from Quran, really. Justice has been put into God's creation. Justice is in the earth. and in the sky and in the way the solar system works. Everything works for justice, and justice is in our nature. And when we go against it, we just go against our own good nature. Justice is in everything, and God's justice is working. If it wasn't for man being created to utilize or make good use of the creation, what is in the ground and what is in the sky and everywhere, justice wouldn't come this fast. Justice would be very slow coming. But because God has made the world that way, it is, and made our brains and our hearts the way they are, justice comes fast, and justice is going to keep coming. The bigger the world gets, the more man utilizes the forces of nature and created things that are in the earth and the sky, and just of the fast justice will come. Justice is promoted by material dominance. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 3, heaven, earth created just in. So just as God says in our holy book that he created this world, this big material universe, to promote justice. So we believe that the natural phenomenon, that the nature of the material dominance, is promoting justice. And the more man engages the material world to bring out its sciences, to utilize the benefit of God's creation for his own society, the more justice is going to be in demand. If you study history, you will see justice is more in demand now than ever before, because man has progressed. With the material world, he has made great progress using the material world, the material things that God made. There is no peace until there is justice. We believe that God gave us a picture of this great universe. He says its beginning was not in quiet, but in noise, confusion, explosion, and chorus. And this is one of the names for the universe. It says that the universe was in violent commotion. In one of the translators of the Quran, translations of the Quran, pardon me, it says it was disturbed, smoke, as another description. God caused order to come into that chorus. When order came into that chorus and everything received its attention, bodies were given their freedom to have their orbit and to have their peace in the beautiful picture of the universe. Everything got it and was given its freedom to be in the whole picture and to have its existence and its function in the whole picture. Then we had order. Then the heavens were at peace. God gives us that to show us what must happen on this earth. When we can respect our sister nations as we respect ourselves, when we can give them the same freedom to have their own orbit and not impose our ideology on them, etc., and that as long as they support the order and the peace for all mankind, we should tolerate their differences, even their differences in ideologies. That's what I believe justice is. Justice is having that kind of thought, that kind of mind, and accepting that everything God created for its dignity can have its dignity and its life. I would not want to see the United States impose its ideology on others. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet Night Journey. Bukhari, page 1, 345. Page 4, 429, page 5, 527, Prophet 7, heaven. St. John 3:13, no one was in heaven but he that came down from heaven. God bless you to struggle for knowledge of him. With understanding, he will lift your moral body up from low-mindedness mental body up from darkness, ignorance, spiritual body up from self-corruption, pettiness and self-righteousness. God lifts the inner body up and separates you from the low world that you were once a helpless victim in. Going up in this vertical line of the cross, the start of the cross, and going from Mecca to Jerusalem is this horizontal line. It is the balance. Balance or agreement has to be established between Prophet Muhammad and Jesus. Prophet Abraham's sacrifice wasn't material money. It was charity of knowledge. He destroyed secrecy in religion and gave the knowledge free to everybody. Prophet Muhammad carried that principle higher. He made tax an obligation on the society for the sake of the poor and the needy. Prophet Muhammad was lifted above that. The cross is a sign of a person's knowledge, the capacity of his knowledge. Revelation is the going up. It is a graduation in knowledge that takes us up. In service, the society goes out. First, you get the knowledge. It brings you up to different levels that enable you to serve society. This bar here is service to the society. The message is what serves the society. This line here, vertical means knowledge. As the knowledge goes up, the level of the message goes up. The level of understanding that giving to the society is raised. Bakra, flying horse, represents the natural inspiration that comes to us through nature. Natural motivation without intelligence, blind natural motivation, natural urge. Horses refer to motivation, urge that arises from nature, not from intelligent observation. Horses of a different color shows us how natural is broken down or corrupted. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Night Journey. Bukhari, Volume 1, 345, Prophet 7, Heaven, represent human growth pattern that is vertical and horizontal. Vertical man must move upward morally, must find the relationship between himself and something else that enables him to rise his level, must have perpendicular growth to grow in value. Horizontal, the person has to accept Hajj. When he do this, we will have one human economics that has a currency called Zakat or charity. It establishes for us an economic order that gives us heaven or a society, complete world that lifted above the ground, world, and human principles, yet begin from an individual connecting himself with his creator and moving horizontally and vertically. This is what the cross meant. It was a sign of universal life, creation. Jesus did not give man of understanding parables, faith. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 1, Prophet Ascension. The Quran, Surah 65, Ayat 12, created seven and for you similar. Matthew 10:38, Jesus takes his cross. John 16:7, Jesus expedient, I go away. John 16:17, Jesus, you not see me, yet see me again. And yet see me. John 16:17, Jesus, you not see me, yet again see me. John 16:25, Jesus, I speak to you in Proverbs. Mark 13:11, Jesus said, think not what you will say. So we need check-in, and God has given us a check. It is a check in our own nature. And Jesus said, if you take up the cross, he spoke of a cross that he called his cross, the cross of righteousness, the cross of moral obedience. That is what checks your behavior, righteousness. So we think of Jesus as a man of understanding. But remember, dear people, when Jesus was preaching and living, he was not a symbol of understanding. He told his ministers, who he selected, he said, think not of what you will say at the destination. Preparing lecture, prepare no speech. Trust God. And when you get there, God will put the words in your mouth by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Is that not the Christian teaching? So Jesus did not represent understanding. If he represented understanding, he represented moral understanding. The moral understanding to obey your superiors, who is God. But as far as rational understanding, as far as cultural understanding, Jesus did not represent that. No, he said, I speak to you in Proverbs. They said, one will come after me, who will lead you into all truth. And he said, it is a month that I go away. He said, but nevertheless, he will send you one. The Father will send you one, another comforter. Isn't that what he said? He said, I will go away and you will see me no more. He said again, you shall see me. How shall you see me? You shall see me through the eyes of the coming on. When he comes, he shall reveal all things, even me. So this is double talk, isn't it? But it is true if you understand. He said, I go away and you see me no more. And then again, you shall see me. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that I pass away. I go the way of the prophets. But God is going to send another one because I represent a stage and a process. And it's the expedient that the stage goes away so the next stage can come to you. And when the next stage comes to you, then you will see me. This is scripture. This is the Bible, Old Testament. And there are many explanations for that on different levels. But let us understand it on the moral level, because that is the first level, the most important of them all. If you are not morally right and you hold unto your moral integrity, God will eventually bring understanding to your mind. But if you give up the moral integrity, don't expect any rational understanding. Jesus, a type, sign in every man and woman. That is what is required in the religion of God. You can't understand his religion with an immoral mind. You have to be understand his religion with a moral mind. Mind and nature, and Jesus came to quicken that life. Moral life in the people, buy and drink and bring the people back to moral responsibility. He said, if you hold on to that, he said, I go away, but nevertheless, I'm with you always. Isn't that what he said? Why? Because he was just a man, an individual, as a sign, representing the type of man that is in every man and woman. The moral life God has given to every individual. So if you hold on to that, Jesus is with you. Not Jesus born of Mary, but Jesus that was born your Mary. So Mary was a natural woman, wasn't she? He had a mother and a father. He was a natural in every respect. But she was obedient. So obedient that she did not give herself to any sin, strictly obeyed the discipline of her religion. That is Mary. Jesus was born of that Mary. Now, I say to you that Jesus was a type of what is in all of us. We have the prophet from our religion. Prophet Muhammad, seven heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and above you are seven tracks, and also within you seven tracks. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension shows us what that is. We find that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in his ascension, he was taken to the realm or to the plane of Adam, and there he was taken out from the plane of Adam to the plane of Jesus Christ. And from there he was taken from the plane of Jesus Christ to the plane of Joseph. And from there to the plane of Ezekiel, some of them say he is Idris. And from there the plane of Aaron, the prophet. And from there the sixth plane, the plane of Moses, the prophet, and then up the seventh plane, the plane of Ibrahim, the prophet. So this is the ascension of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Now, so it is even within you and seven without. So Jesus said, I in you and you in me. Isn't that what Jesus said? I know you say that's the church, that Jesus was giving them a picture of the church, that the church represents the body of Christ and all of the members of the church are in his body. That is the first level of information. That is preschool knowledge. I'm not making fun of anybody. That is preschool knowledge. Seven heaven means possibility for human excellence. If we understand that, then we see that our religion and what Jesus said is compatible. Jesus said, I in you and you in me. And our religion says Jesus represents one of the seven planes above us, but also the same seven planes are within us. It means possibility for the human excellence, seven major planes of possibilities for the human excellence, and one of them is the application of all of that excellence. The Quran, Surah 18, Ayat 6, would you grieve self to death? That's not saying that he himself is an object, because the prophet is a person too. He is not an angel, not a spook. So as an object, he was complete too. But he could say it. He couldn't tell you. He couldn't preach it. Why? He couldn't preach it because the mind of the individual wasn't yet ready for it. Not only the mind of the individual, but Prophet Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon his mind as an Arab wasn't ready for it. Prophet mind as a prophet was ready, but Prophet Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon his mind as an Arab was not ready. Now, I know I will shake some minds by saying these things. Let me explain. If his mind as an Arab was already God's, would have given it to his people at that time. But God doesn't just pick men for the time. God picks men for the future. And a prophet is a man that's picked not only for the time, but for the future. Do you understand? All right. So Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was a prophet. He was picked not only for the time, but for future. So his mind as an Arab mind was a part of the society. It was just the best mind in the society, the innocent, true, upright mind of the society. And that mind received revelation. And he as a prophet, as an individual, to submit and swoon and be perplexed at times because of the revelation. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. So Prophet's message was beyond ethnic mind limitation. Many times it was worried. He was worried. Doesn't the Holy Quran tell you that he was worried? That showed you that the message was beyond his mind. The message was universal, a message for all times. He himself, as a moral person, as a spiritual and moral body, was complete and fit for that message. But as a worldly man, as a man who gained and got his knowledge and his mind from the society as an Arab, no. I don't know if you will understand me, but I'm just telling you some truths. Well, what about our mind? My mind is of a new time. My mind is a mind that's almost 1,400 years. God, through his natural workings, has brought the mind of the world to the position where the mind is ready now to not only be doers, prophets, acting to form the object, but the mind is ready to come into the form and be the object, see? But he did have the knowledge, and he knew that in these signs in knowledge for eternity, and he knew that in time these signs are going to be understood, and that no matter how long man exists on earth, he knew that he had pointed the way for their salvation and for their advancement, for their progress. I would not be surprised if that expression Sufi came out of our people who came from Islamic past and knew that language and had that wisdom. It could have survived in them. They could say subsequently and not even know what they were saying. The soul has not lost that. Your mind lost, your conscience lost it, but your soul didn't. So it comes up as an expression, and you do not even know where it is from. I kind of believe that Shu came from them, or either wise people said around us, we picked it up. That is a strong possibility, too. I think he was a group of people, and they were holy people, dressed in garments all white, and Moses saw them, and he was attracted to go to them, and when he went to them, his own nature told him, these are special people, and I see, get rid of this base that I have. Shu is on the base. I should get rid of this spiritual base that I have from Egypt when I was in Egypt, because obviously Moses was learned. He was in the house of Pharaoh, and he knew that Egyptians had the god Su, right? And he had to dismiss or take off the spirit that he got in Egypt with these people. He was going to get another spirit, but it means that if you disposition yourself incorrectly, you cannot go up God's mountain of logic, because that was good. That was God's knowledge. That was not philosopher's knowledge. That mountain was God's mountain. So you cannot ascend God's mountain of logic for the leader until you first prove yourself independent of the spirit that the world gave you. So that is what we had to do. And he had such confidence, in those people that he met here. The star of righteousness, he saw light, and just caused him right away to question himself, to question what he was standing upon. We reduce their boundaries, or borders, pardon me. So water is symbolic of the soul. It's a resolver. Wind is symbolic of the spirit. You know, water comes against the bank and it takes some of the bank away, right? That is where the idea starts. So it means that the nature of water is symbolic of the sentiment of the people, their spirituality, their soul when it is still in that peace. This is the nature of the soul, but when it is disturbed, it is symbolic of the trouble in the people. So Jesus Christ is in the Bible, I go to what is available quick. It is in the Quran, but we are familiar with the Bible too. In the Bible, the water was being disturbed and the boat were being disturbed. He and Jesus said, the trouble is in the wind. Rebuff the wind. There's nothing wrong with the water. So the wind is affecting it. That is the spirit. Water is symbolic of the sensitive nature of man. He has a sensitive nature. And his soul is a resolver. But like a plant, the water goes into all the branches everywhere. So his whole life is a sensitive life. But once he gets fixed up here, it can make him numb to all sensitivity, right? So we have to know what we got to eliminate darkness and my mysteries. That is what you're going up for, to get away from darkness and mystery. So the mountain going up is symbolic to going to find light in a dark world. Christ, what did he say? He said the light of this world is darkness. So we are in the dark. And when night falls and everybody is in the dark, if the clouds are not up there, a lot of light, the Arab says, 8,000 eyes. Jubal Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. So going ascending up the mountain that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up, they called it Mount Hira. That was in the old pagan time. It means mountain of a cat. I guess nothing but my cat went up there. Hira means cat, but it also from Greek. After Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, went up there, it is not called Mount Hira anymore. And we should never call it by that name because that is what the enemies of El Islam called it. They wanted to keep it like it was in pagan time, that he went up Mount Hira. But once he received guidance from God, which was light for us down here, it is called Jubal Nura, the mountain of enlightenment. And that is why he went up there to come to call on a higher authority and hope that we would be enlightened and could come back down and guide his people to success. His people were all people. He never thought narrow. He was always thinking of making for humanity, not of the particular people. His people as a nation, this is important that we know this. He put them down as a nation. He did not have admiration for his people as Arabs. Although they once had a great civilization and a great social leader at one time in their lives. This is all part of Arab history. But their tendency was to rebel against the best leadership, just like Jews, and selfishly take for themselves what they want from the past and pride themselves in it, but not unified. Not have any desire to become unified. So they exist as tribes, threatening each other, claiming or rights and stuff. That was the Arab people in the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. You had to pay a toll. Actually pay the chief to cross his territory. if you want to go to Syria or somewhere and came across his territory, you had to pay a toll. I believe it, because you think of how it costs just within state to go from place to place, have to set up so they can get so much money. And then look at the next state, it is doing the same thing. So that is a lot of money. Every vehicle, and as population increases, their money increases. Juba Nura, Mount Sinai are the same. Enlightenment, real mountains, is a mountain in your thinking. Juba Nura, mountain of enlightenment, is not called Mount Sinai, but it is the same. The idea is the same, that Moses had to go up in the mountain and get the light from God and bring it down to his people, to the people. But when he got it in the form of commandments that had to be applied on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just does not give his revelation, because if he just wanted to give revelation, he could just give revelation to all of us. He could reach all of us, but he gives revelation, then he qualifies a person to apply light when he goes back amongst his people. So the same thing happens for Moses, happened for Muhammad, peace and the prayers and the peace be upon him, be upon the prophet. But you know, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, first I would say encountered, because he did not know God. He was just seeking answers. He felt that there was higher authority to give him those answers. Just nature was moving him to do what he did. He did not read Bible or any scripture. So Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, had one encounter on the mountain, and to my knowledge, he never had another one on the mountain. So what does that tell us? That really the mountain is not necessary. The physical mountain, the real mountain, is the mountain in your thinking. He went up there one time. That was his nature, sending him way up there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as if my servant asked about me, tell him I'm near. Why did you leave your people and go way up there on that mountain thinking that you were going to get close to me? So Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, did not need anything except the one lesson. He knew he did not have to go up there. Sometime he would be back down on the ground doing business. And all of a sudden he had to cut off business and listen to his Lord. I think you get more when you are on a low level than you do when you are almost physically high level. The Lord knows I have not climbed up any level. I used to like climb trees. I had no desire to even climb a tree. My desire is to put my forehead and nose on the ground in sajda. Yes, it was on Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. And another one was Maulana Maududi, I want to get the name right, book by Maulana Maududi on the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Maulana is a title. My inspiration came from a great big variety, but not that it came mainly from my study of scripture and mythology, not just Quran, but Quran, Bible, mythology, and the spiritual thinking on the search for truth or meaning. That is what I was searching for. So I found a book that was on the search for meaning, and I read that book, and I really liked it a lot. It kind of centered around the Bible. In the beginning, there was the Word, but they did not use Bible. They just went right to the subject without making any reference to where they were coming from. Logos, that was the name of the book. And the word logos is related to logic. And language, the Bible, in the beginning, there was the Word. It was just a lot of books, but mainly mythology. I started with Asian mythology because I knew Mr. Farad was from Asia. But also I went to Africa mythology. My mind got interested, so I just started reading mythology, Greek mythology, of course, world mythology, but mainly Asian and Mediterranean areas, a little bit of Africa. Not too much into Africa. I went into Africa for other reasons. But when I was searching for understanding Mr. Farad's language and to understand Bible myths, I went into these areas, Asia and the Mediterranean mostly, the Greeks, and they are in the Mediterranean area, to understand the logic. But ancient Egypt was very attractive. I went into that much later. It was like maybe 25 years later or more than I was attracted to go very recently in my life. In fact, in my leadership, I was attracted to go to Egypt to study Egyptian mythology. And do you know what clicked? In the Bible, Mary was told to flee to Egypt with your child. That started it. Flee to Egypt with your child. It copied the Egyptian pharaoh's strategy for governing the masses of the people. His scheme for governing the masses of the people, that is what came to my mind almost immediately, because I remember reading in a book to come into Cairo, you couldn't get into it until you answered the question of the oculist. And the oculist would ask you, what walks on four, then on two, and then on one? And if you answered correctly, man, you could come in. Three is Yusuf, Joseph, Yusuf. So that attracted me, and by the way, you can see one, two, three. It comes up so often. So it is spiritual logic. Three, but it is also purpose for your evolving or for your ascending. Abraham is all the way up in the seventh layer. Seventh strategy. But three is not all the way up there. Three is where Joseph, where Yusuf is, isn't it? And she, Mary, was engaged to Joseph, wasn't she? But she came not, she could not reach Joseph directly. Third represents what God has created us to arrive at a purpose. And the purpose he wants us to arrive at is spiritual purpose. So what is the purpose of your soul, your spiritual body, not just your flesh? If that is all you want, then eat with the cows and other animals. But if you want divine purpose, then it is a purpose for your own soul. And it is a spiritual destiny. It cannot be just a material destiny. And that means that you have arrived at your purpose. So you go from mortal life to mental life to purpose for that. What is the purpose for this mortal life, to body? What is the purpose for this mind? We find that then you are with Joseph. God blessed Joseph to be put over the storehouses, didn't he? So he was born with a strong psyche. They put him in jail, and he told people what their dreams meant. He was so impressive that the king said, bring that man up here. That sounds like the guy I want to solve my problem. No, it's just like the average fellow of mine, follower of mine. They do not have anything important their mind so they can witness something important, then it will be overlooked just like it was not important. That is the way it is. And that is in the Quran over and over again, isn't it? They forget me, so I forget them. Dhikr in the natural thinking human being, the reflecting mind progresses society. So when you remember, see the mind that can reflect, the mind that accounts for real progress for any human society, the mind that can think and then reflect, and then the natural human being in the Quran is not called by any other name except dhikr. And it means to be conscious and then reflect on what appears in consciousness, what appears in your mind, not to ignore it, but look at it again. You see and look at it again. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means that it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Before we go, we want to thank all the believers that's observing the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah bless you to have a beautiful Ramadan, Mubarak, and bless you with long life and good health. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.